episode 2803, in the distant future.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous week. It is Mindset Monday, and I just want to bring you to where you are at this moment. I want you to be present. I want you to be real with yourself. And most importantly, as you look at all of your things today, all of your considerations, think about being in the distant future. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, you don't have to know what you want to do in the distant future. Today, make the best plans and adjust as you grow. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. How many of us dream about doing something great? Think about it. I really believe millions have that dream of some form or fashion. You know, it's unique to that individual. But how many make plans accordingly to doing something great? Notice there's a difference. How many of you dream versus how many of you plan the dream? Entrepreneurs tend to be the ones who dream and then make plans to move forward. There are about 31 million entrepreneurs in the U.S., which is approximately 16% of the adult workforce. Now, that's kind of mind-blowing when you think of just here in the United States, 31 million entrepreneurs, but how many of them do you really think are successful? Now, I'm not going to tell you how many. I don't know that answer. And I also believe success is defined by the individual or that company. You could have someone who is earning no money versus someone who is earning billions of dollars. And the one who has no money is actually richer. Now, we could sit here and analyze that and debate it and go back and forth. But for just a moment, think about that as entrepreneurs, right? Yet, there are also, though, some men and women that take a more traditional approach because of what they do, right? Attorney, a physician, FedEx pilot, an engineer, a therapist, a pharmacist, you name it. It's out there, but it's a specific pathway to this traditional career, this traditional dream to getting licensed or boarded. So you really don't have an option, but there still is a dream and plans must be made. So what is your dream? Do you fall in the entrepreneurial space? Do you fall into the traditional space? Maybe there's a hybrid there. Maybe you're doing both. On this beautiful day, I want you to reflect upon your desires for your life. What do you want to be when you grow up? Seriously. Come on, we're almost to the end of the fourth quarter for 2022. Astonishing, I know. But believe it or not, it's about time to set your New Year's resolutions if you're into that. If you're not, well, stay tuned and we'll talk about it here come the new year. But right now, I want you to think about your dream. What do you want to be when you grow up? Who are you becoming? And then have you ever made plans, serious plans? You know, I know a woman who is going back to get her degree after retiring from her first career. It's never too late. She's over half a century, and I'm here to tell you, it's never too late. However, with any great plan, there must be a great escape. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Create your great escape. Now, I want you to listen closely. Lean in here. I'm not telling you to throw in the towel and quit. Did you hear me? I am not telling you to throw in the towel and quit. H-E double hockey sticks, no. Remember though, it's great to make plans, but even in the best laid plans, there needs to be adjustments made. You have to adjust as you grow. That's why you got to create a great escape. And I call it a great escape because you look at it through the lens of an adventure. You're going on a scavenger hunt. And you're finding different things along the way. Your path may change. You may get a detour or two. That's why it's the great escape. And your dream deserves greatness, right? So if you are being created for greatness, God has plans for your life. He has a purpose, right? You were created on purpose for a purpose. You are not an accident. I don't care what your mom and dad say. You're not. You're here because of who you are. So I want you to create that great escape. Create something that is in line with what you want in your life. A lot of people are dreaming and they're not planning. That's a problem. Do you think that dream is going to come true? I don't think so. So what does it look like? Number one, define what you want in your life. Are you ready to spend about 2 years with me? No, I'm joking. We're not going to spend 2 years together. Oh, wait, maybe you've already been here that long. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing and being here as often as you are. I truly mean thank you from the bottom of my heart. Because why? Because you're family. I see it that way. If I was to meet you on the side of the street, if you were to come in with the AIM Academy, yes, you're family. So I want you to think about how do you want to define what you want in your life? This is where you start dreaming and continuing the dream. Some of us dream when we're in our teens, but later in life, we throw them away. The dreams, not the teens part. Some of us want to throw our teenage life away. I don't want you to do that. I just want you to think about your dreams. Are you holding to your dreams or, yeah, maybe not so much? And sometimes there are people who hold to their dreams and there's nothing wrong with that, right? But if you want something more than where you are, you have to dream, which is defining what you want in your life. Where do you want to be? And after you've got that small picture, that taste of hope in your mouth. Number two, adjust as you grow. Not every plan goes as planned. Ha, surprise. So you have to make plans to adjust, especially in the season of where you are. This is where flexibility and adaptability come into play. There's always an adventure along the way in life when it comes to your dreams, right? Don't be afraid. Just plan to make the adjustments as you grow. But you've got to be willing to do it. Define, adjust. And finally, number three, oh, you know this one. It's so easy. Not. It's very simple, but it's not easy. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. With any great plan comes the great escape, which means you have to put it into action. The action creates the momentum to keep the ball rolling, right? Think about this. It's much easier to direct a moving vehicle, right? To redirect, to change positions, rather than one that is parked and doing nothing. Have you tried it? Have you tried to move a vehicle that isn't already moving? It's next to impossible. And you can't tell me put it in neutral and start pushing it. That's not it. You've got to be moving already. Create your great escape. Create what you're searching for. So what part of your dream needs your attention? Be specific about what you're considering. Then hone in on what matters in this season. Okay? There are seasons that we go through and we think, oh, I'm going to get so much done. And then all of a sudden you're in the middle of it and you're like, I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm not getting anything done that I wanted. Guess what? Reevaluate. It's okay. Adjust. You're growing. Why doesn't it look the same as how you dreamt it? Because it's called life. That's the part of being realistic versus dreamalistic. Okay. Yes, I used a new word, dreamalistic. But it's important that you dream. Why? Because that also opens up the door further and grounds your heart in confidence and hope. If you don't have confidence or hope, it's hard to move forward on a dream because then a dream is empty. Now we could talk about that forever right here. We could do months on it, but what I really want you to focus on first is what part of your dream needs your attention right now? It literally might be just one little step. Let's say you're thinking about setting up your own business. It's a brick and mortar store, but you still need an online presence. So you have everything there, but the problem now is that you're looking at what you have and you're like, wait a minute, I've got this missing piece, but you're not willing to do it. It's just this one little sign that you need to put up on your website. Change one little thing, but it's easier not to. But don't be too quick also to quit either. Sometimes when you think a change needs to be made, we are quick to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So don't quit just because it's easy. Quit because it's right. Quitting is a hard thing to do, but it also can be managed appropriately. And so when you look at that, if you're considering that, if you're like, yeah, I need to go from here to there, I just need to get out of what I'm doing so I can expand what I want to do over there. Great. Figure it out. But don't jump and say, quitting's just easier. Maybe it's really not in your mind, it is. But if you were to break it all down and see all the moving parts, maybe it's not right for you currently. Always look at where you came from to where you are now. This is a perspective that will serve you well in the distant future. I don't know what has you stumped today. I don't know how you woke up. I know for me, it's been a wild weekend. I spent my entire weekend in the hospital with my grandson. For those of you who reached out to me and asked me how he's doing, I appreciate that. I appreciate your prayers. We were released from the hospital yesterday evening, and so we are now home, and we're settling in, and he's breathing much better. We still could use prayers. There's still healing that needs to be done. So it's really important for us to understand where we are. You know, what I had planned for this weekend didn't happen, except the plan was to come and visit my daughter, my son-in-law, and my grandson and help them, but not to end up in the hospital. That was never part of the plan. And so therefore, what I had planned for the rest of the weekend, do you think it happened? Nope. Because something else stepped up. Of course, we would want to do anything, right, for our families. Rightfully so. But some people are like, well, I don't know if I would do that. And that's fine. You have to do what's right for you. There's no judgment here. But what you do have to realize is understanding where you are, really look at it. Most people are doing life with blinders on. They're just going through the motions. Is that really living? Is that the mindfulness that you have every day? Are you showing up to be present? And when you are, who are you in that moment? Are you the person you want to be? Are you trying to still figure that out? Are there question marks? In the distant future, greatness is going to come upon you. But you see, it starts with one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go out, master today to impact tomorrow. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.